If you're one of the estimated 40 million Americans with student loan debt, listen up. A Houston man says he was arrested by a team of U.S. Marshals without notice for a nearly 30-year-old student loan. NBC's Janet Shamlian looks into the story.
Like millions of Americans, Paul Laker has debt from college loans. Last week, U.S. Marshals showed up at his Houston area home to help collect it.
I went to my garage, opened the garage door, and walked out with my hands up.
Laker claims he was handcuffed and shackled for non-payment of a $1,500 loan from 1987, 29 years ago.
Surreal. I think it's so unrealistic that you can treat a citizen as if he's a drug dealer.
Court documents show notices were sent to Laker starting 10 years ago, and he acknowledges he does owe the money, and he's not alone. Student debt is skyrocketing. There's more than $1.2 trillion of it out there, and more than 70% of bachelor degree grads will leave school with a student loan. Laker says he was briefly put in a cell before being brought before a judge and collection lawyer, ordered to pay over time $5,700 for the loan, which includes interest, and another $1,300 for the U.S. Marshals Service. So tonight, the U.S. Marshals Service says Laker refused multiple requests to appear in court, dating back to 2012.
The people in debt out there shouldn't be afraid that U.S. Marshals are kind of going to come and kick their door down. This was an extreme case. It was escalated by Mr. Akers himself.
While not offering a specific number, U.S. Marshals confirmed their services are used for others who've defaulted on very old student loans.